This song is just fitting because we come to the last of the series of messages on the book of Joshua.
这首诗歌非常的合适，因为我们现在来读约书亚书的结束。
I believe I started that on the December 2012.
我相信我是在2013年的12月13号开始的。
Today we is already February 2014.
现在已经是2014年的2月14号。
But the Lord is good, He is faithful.
但是神真的是美，他真的是美善。
The more we dig into the word, the more riches we gain.
当我们越进入他的话语，就越发现他话语的丰富。
As I always said and I'm saying today, we are only scratching the surface.
就像我一直说的，我们只是在表面上而已。
You know, one time, my manager told me, Brother Lawrence, I want to share with you something.
有一次我的主管跟我说 Lawrence 弟兄我想跟你讲一件事
And this brother is going through a lot
这个弟兄他经历了很多的事
Then he gave me a piece of paper
然后他就给我一张纸
And when I opened it says Jehovah Jireh
我一看到那里面就说耶和华以
And we all know the meaning is the Lord provides
就是我知道他的意思就是耶和华必有预备
But when I continue reading, he said, it says there that the root word of Jireh means to see.
然后我看到他跟我讲的时候这个以勒他的字根讲到的是看见
And when you put it as a compound word, Jehovah Jireh means to provide.
然后你把两个词放在一起耶和华以勒其实是耶和华预备
And we know that this word Jehovah Jireh was first used when Abraham offered his son Isaac on the altar.
我们知道第一次提到耶和华以勒是讲到亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上献他的儿子的时候
And to, in order for the Lord to prove whether Abraham is faithful to him or not.
这个时候神要来试验看看亚伯拉罕是不是对他真有忠心
And when he did put Isaac on the altar, the Lord said, stop.
当亚伯拉罕把以撒放在祭坛上的时候，神说：“停住。”
Then he prepared a ram for him to set on the altar.
这个时候，神就预备了一个公羊，让亚伯拉罕放在祭坛上。
And after burning that burnt offering, then he called the place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides.
所以，当他献了燔祭之后，他说：“这个地方叫做耶和华以勒，是耶和华预备的意思。”
Indeed, it makes a lot of sense. The Lord sees our need, and the Lord provides our need.
没错，是神先看见我们的需要，然后神来预备我们的需要。
That's why sometimes when we read in the New Testament, the Lord said we should not be anxious for what we eat or what we drink or what we wear.
所以，主耶稣在新约里面对我们讲，不要忧虑为身体忧虑穿什么或者吃什么。
Because the Lord sees our need, the Lord provides our need.
因为神已经看见我们的需要，他也会为我们预备。
Is that wonderful?
是不是多么的
Before I get too excited, let's go to read some portion of the word.
当我们那个太激动之前，让我们先来读一些神的话。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 20.
让我们先来看耶书亚记第二十章。
Chapter 20, verse 1 to 9, the whole chapter.
就是二十章的全章，是从第一到第九节。
Let me first read to you, and our brother will translate.
我们的我先讲，然后弟兄来翻译。
The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying,Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unaware and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he doth flee unto one of those cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause,In the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that they may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment,And until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days, then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house and unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee in Mount Naphtali and Shechem in Mount Ephraim and Kiriath Arba, which is in Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side, Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer,in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in the Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. And there were cities appointed for all the children of Israel, for the strangers that sojourn among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee hither and not die by the hand of the avenger of the blood until he stood before the congregation.
耶和华小谕约书亚说：“你吩咐以色列人说，你们要照着我借摩西所晓谕你们的，为自己设立逃城，使那些无心而误杀人的可以逃到那里。这些城可以做你们逃避暴雪仇人的地方。那杀人的要逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事情说给城内的长老听。他们就把他收进城里，给他地方，使他住在他们中间。” 若是暴雪仇的追了上来，长老不可将他交在暴雪仇的手里，因为他是素无仇恨、无心杀了人的。他要住在那城里，站在会众面前听审判。等到那时的大祭司死了，杀人的才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那城。于是以色列人在拿弗他利山地分定加利利的基底斯。 在以法莲山地分定示剑，在犹大山地分定基列亚巴，基列亚巴就是希伯伦，又在约旦河外耶利哥东，从吕遍支派，在旷野的平原设立比西，从迦德支派中设立基列的拉卫，从马拿西支派中设立巴山的戈兰，这都是为以色列众人。 和在他们中间寄居的外人所分定的地役，使误杀人的都可以逃到那里，不死在暴雪仇人的手中，等他站在会众面前听审判。Another
verse, let's turn to chapter 17 of the book of Joshua, verse 12 to 14.
另外一处章节，我们再翻到约书亚记的17章，从12到14节。
Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxing strong, that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but they did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for as much as the Lord hath blessed me hereto?
17章12到14节 只是马拿西子孙不能赶出这些城的居民，迦南人偏要住在那地。及至以色列人强盛了，就是迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“耶和华到如今既然赐福给我们，我们也族大人多，你为什么单将一丘一段之地分给我们为业呢？”
Verse 16. And the children of Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are in Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. Verse 18, But the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, that thou shalt cut it down, and outgoing of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong.
第十六节，约瑟的子孙说：“那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住伯善和属伯善的镇士，并住耶斯列平原的人都有铁车。”十八节，山地也要归你，虽是树林，你也可以砍伐；靠近之地必归你。迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we stand before your presence.
主啊，今天我们站在你的面前。
We stand in fear and trembling.
我们是在恐惧战惊之中。
Lord, we need your word to be spoken into our hearts.
主啊，我们需要你的话对着我们的心来说。That
we might see you and the hope of our calling.
所以我们可以看到这带着荣耀盼望的呼召。Lord,
speak to us this morning for your servant listen.
主啊，今天求你来说话，你的仆人静听。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I was here, I was sharing concerning the Gibeonites, the children of Israel, and the character of Caleb.
上一次我跟大家交通到基遍人，他们怎样在以色列人中间居住了，然后又讲到加勒他的性格。
A lot of young people is not here because you are joining the conference in Huntsville.
Yes.
有些年轻人不在我们中间，因为当时是冬令会。
Let's have a little review concerning the Gibeonites. It's just a picture of who we are in the presence of the Lord.
那我们先来复习一下，基遍人就是代表我们在主里面我们的光景。
The you know the future of the Gibeonites is but destruction.
其实基遍人他们的未来应该是灭亡的。
Because that is what the Lord commanded the children of Israel, that drive out the inhabitants of the land, that you might what possess the land.
因为神已经给以色列民一个命令，就是要把那地的民都赶出去，所以他们可以得那地为业。
And Gibeonites are one of them.
基遍人就属于原来居住在那地的民。
But thank God when they put their trust upon the mercy of this mighty God.
但是感谢神，当他们把他们的希望放在神的怜悯之中的时候。
Not only the Lord saved them from destruction, the Lord saved them to the end.
不光神拯救他们从灭亡之中，而且神拯救他们一直到底。
God gave them even the privilege to serve Him as hewers of wood, carriers of water, all for the congregation, for the house of the Lord, and for His altar.
所以神给了他们一个职分，他们可以在以色列人中烧柴担水，不光是为以色列民，而且是为着神的祭坛。
Isn't it that wonderful?
这是不是一个很美好的事
？Isn't it this is who we are?
这难道不是我们吗
？Well, Peter said salvation is of the Jews.
所以彼得曾经说过。救恩归于以色列人。
But because of God's mercy, it was open to the Gentiles.
但是因着神的怜悯，这个救恩也给了外邦人。
We are the Gentiles.
我们就是外邦人。
But because of His mercy, not only He saved us, He gave us the privilege to serve Him.
他因着他的怜悯，不光他救了我们，而且给我们一个特权，可以来侍奉他。
You know, after that, I was telling Brother Haiping that night. I said I failed to mention just one thing, which is the pig.
然后那个。我就跟海滨弟兄那天晚上在交通跟他讲，我就忘了跟你在交通一件事情，就是一个图画。
In Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 25,
就是在尼希米记的第七章第25节。
When the children of Israel came back from captivity,
当以色列民他们从被掳的光景里面归回的时候
，They are about to build the walls of Jerusalem.
那个时候他们要来建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Gibeonites are one of them.
基遍人是在其中的。
Every time we talk about the walls of Jerusalem,
每一次我们提到耶路撒冷的城墙
，we talk about the being the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们就讲到这是耶稣基督的见证。
Brothers and sisters, not only we are given the opportunity to serve God, we become the witness of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，不光我们有特权来服侍神，而且我们可以为耶稣来做见证。
What grace, what mercy!
这是何等的恩典，何等的怜悯。
That's why I love the song "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me."
所以我就很喜欢。这首歌就是奇异恩典，进来就无赖如我。
From the deepest pit, the Lord uplifted us to become the witness of Jesus Christ.
从最深的深坑，神把我们高举，让我们成为基督的见证。
Concerning the Israelites, the Lord caused them to learn one lesson that they need to continuously look up to Him step by step as the captain of their salvation.
所以对以色列民来讲，神也一直不断的启示给他们，就是让他们来仰望。主让主成为他们救恩的元帅。
Not depending on their experience, not depending on the outward appearance, but depending on the one who is leading them to victory.
不是靠着他们以往的经验，不是靠着外面的所看见的外表，而是靠着他们救恩的元帅。
And because of this, they won victory over the five kings of the Amorites.
因此，他们在与亚玛利人五个王征战的时候来得胜。
When they bring out the five kings of the Amorites, the Lord, Joshua told the captain to put their feet on the necks of the five kings.
当他们把这被抓的五个王带到民众面前的时候，约书亚就让军长们把脚踏在这五个王的头上。
And he said, "This is what the Lord will do to them that fight against you."
所以就跟他们讲，神要对所有与你们作对的人都像今天这样来对待。
Christ has won the victory.
所以基督已经为我们得胜。
On the cross, when he said, "It is finished," salvation is completed, redemption is done, and we have won the victory over the enemy.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，不光我们得救，我们的救恩完全，而且我们已经得胜了仇敌。
He had won the victory.
他已经得胜了。
For God had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church.Which is his fullness, the fullness of the one who filleth all and in all.
所以神已经让万有伏在他的脚下，而且让他为教会做万有之首。他就是那充满万有者所充满的。
Today in Christ we have already won the victory, as he already won the victory for us.
所以在基督里面，我们已经得胜，因为他得了胜。
That's why we need to have the character of Caleb.
所以我们需要有像迦勒那样的心智。
He said he being determined to wholly follow the Lord.
所以他已经立了心智，要全心的跟随。
The Lord wanted to give us something.
He want
to give us this possession.
给他一些产业。
But we got to have the character to possess the land.
但我们需要有那个心智才能得这地为业。
We need to wholly follow the Lord.
我们需要全心的来跟随。
And this brought in the kind of confidence in His word.
所以在他的话语里面，他都带着信心。
We don't have confidence in ourselves. We have confidence on the one who's leading us to victory.
我们不要对自己有信心，但是我们需要对那位带我们得胜的有信心。
And afterwards, he said he are able to have conquest to fight and courage against number one the grasshopper mentality, right?
所以我们讲到，因着他这个心智，他可以第一个来胜过这个蚂蚱的心态。
What is a grasshopper mentality?
这个蚂蚱的心态是什么意思呢
？Before the battle begins, we always say, "I'm defeated."
就是在这个征战开始之前，我已经说我打不赢了。
If we have the courage of Caleb, we can win over grasshopper mentality.
如果我们有加勒那样的勇气，我们就可以来胜过这些蚱蜢的心态。
And we can overcome the sons of Anak.
而且我们来胜过亚拿族跟他们的后裔。
That is who I am, what I am, what I can do.
就是我能做什么，我可以成就什么。
And we can overcome also old age.
而且我们可以来胜过我们的年龄。
I believe the brothers and sisters that's older than me will be rejoicing with that. Amen.
所以我知道这些年长的弟兄姐妹们听到都说 Amen.
We are equal.
我们都是在同等
的。We are all running the race and we want the victory. Amen.
我们都在跑这条路，打这场仗。Amen.
Then we have the Caleb's conquest.
然后我们就有这个加勒的征服。
He gained Mount Hebron.
他得着了希伯伦山。
We signify fellowship with God and fullness.
这个代表与神的交通还有神的丰富。
Now today I want to talk about Christ is our refuge.
今天我的题目是基督是我们的拯救。
You know, every time we read the Bible, it's always a picture of who Christ is and what he has done for us.
我们经常看到神的话就讲出来基督他是谁他代表什么。
Yeah, a lot of times people said, oh, it's the Old Testament talk about the prophets.And the kings and the New Testament, the first four Gospels speak about the Lord Jesus, and afterwards the Book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles.
我们总觉得旧约里面讲到有先知、有君王，到新约里面讲到主耶稣自己，然后使徒行传讲到教会。
But if we look closely into the whole Bible, it's always but a picture of who Christ is.
但如果我们看整本圣经的话，给我们看到的就是基督他自己。
Look at David, he's a man after God's own heart.
如果我们来看大卫，大卫就是那合神心意的人。
Isn't it Christ is the person who is God's own heart?
难道基督不是那个合神心意的人吗
？In other words, every positive things in the Bible is just a picture of who Christ is.
或者在圣经里面，所有这些积极的事情都代表基督他是谁。
That's why we don't only have the four Gospels, we have 66 Gospels.
所以不光我们只是有四本福音书，其实圣经是66本福音书。
Brother Nee once said,
有一次尼弟兄这么讲
，Christ is the reality of all positive things being revealed to us in the Bible.
基督就是在圣经里面所有积极事所显出来的。
Now today we're talking about Christ is our refuge.
今天我们讲到基督是我们的避难所。
There are three things I want to talk about. Firstly is concerning the nature of the place. Number two is the names of the place. And number three, the nearness of the place.
我们今天来讲三点。第一点就是这个地方它的性质。第二点就是这个地方它的名字。第三点就是这个地方它与我们有何等的近。
When the children of Israel possessed the land, the Lord asked them to set up 6 cities reserved as a cities of refuge.
我们看到当以色列民他们得这地为业的时候，神让他们设立有六座逃城。
And these 6 cities of refuge are purposely for those people who unconsciously, accidentally murder his neighbor.
这六座逃城设立的原因是为那些人，他们素无仇恨，无心杀了人，让他们可以逃离报血仇的追赶。
In today's word is what we call manslaughter.
今天我们讲到的就是这些无心杀人的人。
It might be a farming accident.
也许是在农场里面有一个事故。
When a person is trying to cut down the trees and his hand flips or he misses it and instead of cutting the tree, he cut off the neighbor's head. Something like that.
或者在伐木的时候，这个伐木工他的斧头斩下去没有砍到树，但是却伤了人。
But there is a law in the commandments that every personwho is a near relative could take avenge of the person who killed him.
但是在律法里面的规定，这些被杀的人的近亲可以来寻求这个被就杀人的人的血债。
It's called avenger of blood.
这个就是以血还血。
And this is not fair enough because that person who kills that his neighbor did it because carelessly or accidentally.
但是其实不是很公平，因为这个杀人的人他是素无仇恨，是在一个不清楚的情况下才杀了人。
Therefore, the Lord said, set up 6 cities for him to go into the cities of refuge.
所以神说设立六座逃城，让这些人可以逃进这些城
里。And that way, while he is in the cities of refuge, he will wait for the elders of the city.Or the judge to hear on both sides, then they will decide whether he is not guilty or not.
或者这些人他们到城里的话，要站在会众面前，而且等着大祭司面前来听审判，来决定他们是不是有罪。
Christ is our city of refuge.
基督就是我们的逃城。
You know, in the eyes of God, every one of us is a murderer.
在神的眼里，我们每个都是杀了人的人。
For all have sinned and come short of God's glory.
因为人人都犯了罪。
And the wages of sin is that we need to be under God's wrath.
所以，罪的工价就是死。我们是在神的愤怒之下。
When the Lord Jesus was on the cross,
当耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Not only he's referring to those people who actually nailed him on the cross.
不光他这个祷告是为着那些当时钉他十字架的人。
It also refers to each and every one of us.
但是其实他讲的是今天我们每一个人。
Yes, because of our sin, the Lord was put on the cross. Isn't that right?
没错，是因为我们的罪，耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And we should be under the wrath of God.
所以我们本来是在神的愤怒下面。
But thank God, Christ became our refuge.
但是感谢神，因为基督成了我们的避难处。
Because we are in Him.
因着我们在他里边，
we are saved from the wrath of God.
我们可以从神的愤怒下面逃避。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, "No one cometh unto the Father but by me."
所以耶稣这么讲，除了借着我，没人能到父那里去。
It's not your righteousness, it's not of your good doing that you can come before the Father.
不是因着你的公义、你的行为，你可以到父的面前。
We are born in sin, we live in sin, we are expecting to die in sin.
我们是在罪里生，在罪里生活，而且我们应该因罪而死。
But that day when we put our faith in Christ Jesus.
但是有一天，当那一天我们把信心摆在基督里的时候，
Christ become our city of refuge.
基督就是我们的逃城。
Now this is the nature of the city.
这就是这逃城的意义。
Now we come to the names of the city.
现在我们来讲这些名字。
You know, while we are reading, I feel like everybody saying, "What is Brother Lawrence going to talk about? These names of the city that I can't even pronounce properly."
那可能你刚才读到的时候就说，劳伦斯弟兄今天要讲什么呢？这些城的名字有的都很难读。
But let me tell you, all these names had a lot of, revelation concerning who Christ is.
但是让我告诉你，每一座城都有它的意思，讲到基督是谁。
The first one is Kadesh.
第一个城叫做基底斯。
Kadesh means a place of holiness.
基底斯的名字就是一个圣洁的地方。
You know, when you go to your dictionary and look at the Greek word or the Hebrew root word, it means you are in a state of holiness.
如果你去看希腊的原文或者这个希伯来原文的解释的话，基底斯就是讲到圣洁之地。
Christ is our holiness.
基督是我们的圣洁。
It is not a process, it is a state where we are in.
不是一个过程，是我们所在的地位。
A lot of times we have this concept, oh, the Lord is transforming me, that I will be holier and holier. That's not right.
有的时候我们的感觉是神现在要改变我们，让我们越来越圣洁，是错的。
He is holy, we are holy because He is holy because we are in Him.
我们能够圣洁，因为他是圣洁的，而我们在他里面。
But how can we be holy?
但我们怎么可能圣洁呢？
But thank God, because we are in Christ, then we are also made holy.
但是感谢神，如果一个人在基督里，我们就成为圣洁。
And holiness means you are in a state, you are in a place where you are clean and where you are pure.
圣洁讲的意思就是说，我们在一个地位里面，我们是洁净的，是清洁的。
No, every time we every day you read the newspaper, you watch the television.You can just be contaminated.
每一天我们打开这些新闻报纸的话，其实我们已经被玷污了。
And the Lord said, "Be holy, for I am holy."
但是神却说，主却说，你们要圣洁，像我圣洁一样。
This is quite a tall order, isn't it?
这是很高的一个命令，是不
是？We are in kind of environment where it causes us to be unholy.
因为我们所有的环境都让我们成为不圣洁。
But thank God, in Christ we can be holy.
但是感谢神，在基督里面我们可以成为圣洁。
On the one hand, in principle, in truth, we are already in that place of holiness.
所以在一方面的事实来讲，我们只要在基督里面，我们就在圣洁里面。
But in practicality, in our experience, whenever we are in Christ, we can be holy.
所以这事实还有我们有一个实际在经历里面，只要我们在基督里就是圣洁。
Christ is our holiness.
因为基督就是我们的圣洁。
Then we come to the second place Shechem.
第二个地方是叫示剑。
Shechem means shoulder.
示剑的意思是肩膀。
Wonderful, it's shoulder. Christ is our shoulder.
基督就是我们的膀臂。
It reminds me that, you know, when the sheep got lost.
很奇妙的就是当这些羊走迷的时候。
And the Lord put on this 99 sheep aside and seek for that lost sheep.
神就会撇下这99只羊去寻找这一只迷羊。
And after he found the sheep, he put it upon his shoulder.
当他找到的时候是把这个羊扛在自己的肩膀上。
Oh, we are that sheep whom God put upon his shoulder.
所以我们就是那个被神摆在肩膀上的羊。
Not only he found us, he brought us home to the Father.
不光他寻找我们而且他找到把我们带回父家里面。
Today we can be in God's house because he brought us home.
今天我们能在神的家里面是因为他把我们带回家。
We can find our way home, he brought us home.
我们不可能找到回家的路但是他把我们带回家。
And not only that, he brought us home, we are upon his shoulder.
不光他带我们回家而且持续不断的一直我们都在他的肩膀上。
It reminds me of the point footprints in the sand.
然后我就想到有人讲到沙滩上的脚印。
And he said that this person is dreaming one day, he is walking with the Lord on the beach.
然后就讲到一个人在梦中看到自己与神同行。
And he said the scene of his life just flashed before his eyes.
所以他就想到他一生都像图画一样在他眼前。
And there are two sets of footprints.
那个时候有两行的脚印。
But one thing that bothers him is that sometimes there are only one set, sometimes there are two sets.
但是让他很迷惑的就是有的时候是两行的脚印但有的时候只有一行脚印。
And especially that when they saw that one set of footprints is the time when he is suffering so much.
而且尤其只有一行脚印的时候就是他受苦最深的时候。
When he is under kind of tribulation.
就是当他在一些磨难之中的时候
Then he complained to the Lord, where are you when I'm going through this?
然后他就对着神来抱怨说当我经历这些事的时候你在哪里
What did the Lord reply?
那主的回应是什么
You are on my shoulder.
主说你在我的肩膀上
Sister, the Lord, we are on his shoulder.
弟兄姐妹们我们是在他的肩膀上
How can we go through this tribulation?
我们怎么可能经过这些苦难
Are we able? We aren't able.
我们是不是能够我们没有人有足够的能力
Sister, you know who I am.
弟兄姐妹们你们知道我是谁
You know how sometimes I lost consciousness here in the church.
你们知道甚至知道有的时候我会在聚会的时候我会在一个病里面
Am I not afraid?
我是不是有恐惧
I'm in the hospital. Am I not afraid?
当我在医院的时候我是不是有恐惧
We are human beings. We are afraid. We are anxious.
我们都是人我们都有这些恐惧
but
我们都有自己的焦虑
But every time I went through this.
但是每一次我经历这些事的时候
I just come before the Lord.
我就来到主面前
He is my peace.
他是我的
He just confirmed once again, encouraged me once again, you are upon my shoulder.
一次一次的他跟我来确定说你在我的肩膀上。
Today, brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姐妹们
Yes, we are going through a lot sometimes.
没错我们要经历很多的事。
But remember one thing.
但是记得一件事。
We are upon his shoulder.
我们是在他肩膀上。
And every time he talks about shoulder, it also signifies strength.
而且每次讲到肩膀都代表这个力量。
How can have strength to live a normal Christian life?
有谁今天有力量来过一个正常基督徒的生活
How can we have strength to live a life that is what worthy of his calling?
我们有谁能够靠自己的力量来活一个生活配得他赐给我们的
How can we live a life that is pleasing to the Father?
我们怎么可能有力量来活一个生活是让父得喜悦
Instead, this is what Paul said, what I want to do, I cannot do.
所以保罗这么说我心里想做的善我却做不能去做
What I don't want to do, that I do.
但我不愿意去做的我反倒去做。
It's no longer I who did it, but sin that dwells in me.
所以他说不是我做的是在我们里面的罪做的。
But thank God we are in Christ Jesus.
但是感谢神我们是在基督里面。
In him we can do.
在他里面我们可以。
In him we can please the Father.
在他里面我们可以使父得喜悦。
Thank God he is our holiness, he is also our strength, our shoulder.
感谢神因为他不光是我们的圣洁而且是我们的力量是我们的肩膀。
Third one, he is Hebron.
第三他是希伯伦
Whenever he talk about Hebron he talk about fellowship he talk about fullness
每一次提到希伯伦都讲到交通都讲到他的丰富
In other words he talk about satisfaction
或者另外一个词讲到就是在里面的饱足
In Christ we have satisfaction
在基督里面我们有饱足
Today we can all testify one thing
今天我们都可以来见证一件事情
We might have the whole world
我们就算转得全世界
Yet we cannot feel that emptiness in that little hole in our soul
但是我们灵魂里面这个空洞却不可能被填满
But that day when Christ make home in our hearts
但是当那一天基督进到我们心里的时候
We are satisfied and satisfied indeed.
我们可以得饱足。
We can always say, 有你就够了，对不对
?We can always say that, to have you is enough.
With him, with Christ, we have enough.
所以只要有他，有基督，我们就足够了。
That's why in the gospel it says,
所以在福音书里面这么讲。
What profit a man when you gain the whole world and lost your own soul?
如果有人赚得全世界却赔上自己的生命性命有什么益处呢
?Yes, we are worthy.
我们是配得的
Because Christ is in us.
因为基督在我们里面。
And it makes life worth living.
让我们的生命有了意义。
Because Christ is our satisfaction.
因为基督是我们的宝足。
Number four.
第四。
You talk about Bezir. The fourth place, Bezir.
第四个地方叫做比西。
You talk about security.
是讲到这个稳妥。
We have security.
我们有一个稳妥。
That day when we are saved, we have security.
当我们得救之后就已经有了这个稳妥。
Because our salvation is not a flip-flop salvation.
因为我们得的救恩不是那个可以变化的救恩。
It is a secured salvation.
是一个稳妥的救恩。
Once and for all, we are saved because Jesus saves.
一次得救就永远的得救，因为基督就是拯救。
And not only that, we have security all our lives.
不光这样，在我们一生都有这样一个稳妥。
Whenever we are in Him,
只要我们在他里面
，we are saved.
我们就是已经得救。
Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower; then the righteous run into it and are safe."
在箴言里面讲到，他就是那。只要高台正直的人奔入就必得拯救
When we are in him, we are saved.
如果我们在他里面就是得救
It reminds me of a story of a little boy.
我就想到一个故事曾经有一个小男孩
They were riding on a boat and the boat was shipwrecked.
他们这个孩子是在一个船上这个船呢触礁了
But but something, a miracle happened.
但是有一个奇迹发生了
The waves, carry him until he landed on a rock.
这个海浪把他带到一个礁石上面。
And at that morning, everybody, the rescue operation tried to search for survivors.
然后那个时候搜救的人就来看有没有幸存的。
And they found that little boy up sitting on that rock.
他们就找到这个在礁石上面的孩子。
And that one interviewer said, "Are you afraid that whole night?"
所以有个记者就问他，你那天晚上是不是整晚都在害怕
？And the boy said, "Yes, indeed, I'm afraid. I'm shaking."
然后这个孩子说：“整晚我都在害怕，整晚我都在颤抖。”
But the rock behind where I'm sitting does not shake or quake.
但是他说，在我下面这块石头一点都不震动。
Is that wonderful?
是不是奇妙
？Christ is our solid rock.
因为基督就是这块磐石。
Yeah, we might encounter storms.
没错，我们会经历风暴
，causing us to shake.
让我们会摇动。
Sometimes I be anxious.
有的时候我们会焦虑
But brothers and sisters, we are standing on that solid rock.
但弟兄姐妹们我们是站在这块坚实的磐石上面
We are not on the sinking sand, we are on the solid rock because Christ is our solid rock, Christ is our security.
我们不是站在流沙的地位我们是站在这块磐石上面他是我们的稳妥
And the fifth one, he is Ramoth.
第四他是拉莫
Ramoth means he's the exalted one of God.
拉莫就是被神高举的。
Yes, Christ is that exalted one of God.
没错，基督就是那被神所高举的。
And he is obedient even unto death to the cross, even unto the death of the cross.
哦，他是顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And the Bible tells us, and God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以圣经上说，神把他高举成为至高，赐给他。他超乎万名之上的名，而且因着他的名，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
Today he is the exalted one of God.
今天他就是被神高举的这一位。
One day he will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
总有一天他要成为万主之主，万王之王。
But today in our life is he the exalted one?
但今天在我们的生命里面，他是不是那被高举的一位
？Is he the one that leading our path?
他是不是那个来带领我们的那一位
？Is he the captain of our salvation?
他是不是我们救恩的元帅
？Is he directing our ways today?
他是不是今天在指引我们的道路
？Well, in Him, He will be directing our path.
如果我们在他里面，他会来引领我们的脚步。
Outside of Him, we will be lost.
在他之外，我们一定是迷失的。
In Him, we are sure we will not be lost.
但是只要在他里面，我们就有这个稳妥，
He is the light.
不会迷失，因为他是光。
He shows us the way.
他可以把这条路照亮给我们。
Because He is also the way.
因为他就是道路。
Lastly, it's Golan.
然后最后，他就是戈兰。
Speak of sanctification.
歌兰的意思就是分别为圣。
We are sanctified in Him.
我们在他里面被分别为圣。
The Lord separate us from the common and unclean.
神已经把我们从这些俗从这些不洁里面分开
That's why we are a special group of people
所以我们是特别的一般人
I always use the verse in 1 Peter
所以我经常用彼得前书的一句话
We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people
唯有我们是被拣选的族类唯有我们是精尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民哈利路亚
We are that special group of people
我们是这特殊的一般人
We need to admit the fact we are not common, we are special
我们需要承认一件事我们不是俗人我们是一些特殊的人
Well, people will say you are a little bit too cocky
Cocky
对很骄傲
哦，有人说你会很，你现在很骄傲。
I'm proud because I'm in Christ.
我很骄傲，没错，因为我在基督里。
Not that I'm special, He made me special.
不是我特别，是因为他让我成为特别。
Because we are sanctified.
因为我们已经被分别为圣。
Praise the Lord.
我们要赞美神。
These are the names of the cities of refuge.
这些是逃城的名字。
Now we talk about the nearness of the city of refuge.
现在我们来讲它。与我们是何等的近。
You know, when we look through the scripture, we see the cities of refuge is, they are put in a geographical pattern that is so spread out throughout the land of Canaan.
如果我们来查地理的话，这六座逃城是在当时迦南地分散在各个地方。
Three is in the west, three is in the east.
有三个在西边，有三个在东边。
So when a person who committed manslaughter,
当一个人杀人之后
you should go to especially the city of refuge.
你就要寻找一座逃城。
Now the thing is, if the cities of refuge is only one, then we had a problem, right?
如果只有一座逃城，那我们的问题就大了。
Especially when it is in the east and this thing happened in the west, you need to run so long a long distance.
如果你无心杀人是在东边，但这座城在西边，那你就要走很远的路。
And there is a possibility that the avenger of the blood who is pursuing after you might overtake you and kill you.
所以有一个可能性就是报血仇的人追上来找到你而且把你杀掉。
But thank God the Lord prepared the cities of refuge so spread out that when that happened in the west, there is a city in the west.
但是神却为他们预备这六座逃城在各地都有你要在西边的话就有西边的逃城。
In other words, this cities of refuge is accessible to each and everyone.
或者说这些逃城对每个人都已经预备好了。
Isn't the Lord good?
神是不是美善?
He prepared each and every detail.
他为每一个细节都已经打算。
We might not think about it, but the Lord prepared for His children.
甚至我们都没有想到，但神已经为他的子民预备了。
And secondly, this city is a refuge is up on mountain.
然后第二点，这些城都是在山上
建造。You can easily find it.
你可以很容易看见它。
Yes, maybe it's so spread out.
虽然他们是这么分散。
But it still takes time for you to look for it, then we are in trouble.
但是如果我们要花很多时间才找到，我们还是很麻烦。
You know, my sister came to visit us from Vancouver.
我的姐姐是从妹妹是从温哥华来探亲。
14 years ago, he was at our place.
14年之前他也来过这边。
So when this time she came, she felt like I know the place you are where you live.
然后他就说，这次来他就说，我知道你住在哪儿了。
But the thing is, a lot of changes in the community.
但是问题是，我们那个社区经过很多改变。
And there is a new gasoline station, so on and so forth.
有一些加油站呐、或者是一些其他的。
And he was there, she was there already, but she moves around the community that area for an hour, trying to look for our place.
所以他这次来的时候，虽然已经到了我们家，但他又在那里转了一个小时都没找到。
In other words, it's not easily to find.
或者说我的家不是那么容易被找到。
But thank God, our God is a city of refuge, is easily find.
但是感谢神，如果基督是我们的逃城，他非常容易被我们找到。
He's on the mountain.
因为他是在山上。
And not only that, there are roads, marked roads.Where you can go to the city of refuge.
不光这样，而且那些路都是有标记的，来指向逃城。
And according to the Levitical law, that road should always be in good order.
而且根据利未记的话，这些路都要保持在很好的情况下。
Praise the Lord for the nearness of this city of refuge.
所以我们要赞美神，因为这些逃城对着我们是如此的近。
Romans chapter 10 says.
因为在罗马书第十章里面讲。
You don't need to go to a high mountain to look for the Lord.
他说你不要升到天上去来寻找基督。
Neither you go to the depth of the sea to look for the Lord.
你也不需要到阴间去来寻找基督。
The Lord is only a prayer away.
因为主他只是离你这么近就在一个祷告里面。
He is in our heart and in our mouth.
他就在我们的心里，就在我们的口里。
When we call upon him, then we are in the city of refuge.
如果我们来呼求他的话，我们就已经在逃城里。
That's why Romans say, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
所以在罗马书里面讲，凡是求告主名的，就必得救。
Oh, there's a lot of times, you know, people think of so certain way. Oh, I need to do this in order to what to be near to the Lord.
所以很多人总在想，我要做这个做那个，才能与神亲近。
You know, I had a coworker who one every year he go to Mexico.
我有一个同事，他每一年都要去墨西哥。
He go to a certain church like to pay homage or whatever it is to be near to God.
然后他的习惯就是要找到一个特定的教会，在那里奉献，才可以与神亲近。
I try to preach the gospel. It seems like this concept just won't go.
然后我就试着跟他传福音，但是他里面的概念总是不能被打消。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We who have tasted that the Lord is here, we know the Lord is near. He is in our mouth and in our heart.
如果我们尝过主恩滋味的话，我们都知道他都知道主就在我们的口里，就在我们的心里。
Let me tell you an interesting story in the book of Second Samuel.
让我告诉大家一个很有趣的故事，是在撒母耳记下。
Let me read to you Second Samuel chapter 3，
是撒母耳记下第三章，让我读给大家。
Verse 33，
是第33节开始。
It says here, and the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth?"
在那里，王为亚尼尔举哀，说亚尼尔何竟像愚顽人死呢
？Verse 38, and the king said unto his servant, "Know ye not that there is a prince?" And a great man falleth this day in Israel.
王第三十八节，王对臣仆说：“你们岂不知今日以色列人中死了一个做元帅的大丈夫吗
？”You know, look, King David mourned for the death of Abner.
在这里，大卫王是为着亚尼尔而举哀。
He's a great man.
他是一个伟大的人。
But he said in verse 33, "Died Abner as a fool dieth."
但是在这里却讲到这个亚尼尔却像一个愚顽人一样死。
The story is this.
这个故事是这样的。
Now after King Saul and his sons was killed in the battle,
当时扫罗王跟他儿子在战争里面被杀死之后
，You know, Abner and the children of Israel had a civil war between the servants of David.
这个时候，亚尼尔跟在扫罗这边的子民就跟大卫这边的子民有一个内战。
And Abner and the king of Israel and the children of Israel lost the battle.
然后亚尼尔呢就跟以色列民他们打败了被打败了。
And Abner was running away from Joab and the servants of David.
所以有一次呢亚尼尔就从这个约押就是大卫的元帅面前来逃走。
But the thing is, there is a younger brother named Azahil who tried to pursue after Abner.
但这个时候呢因为约押有一个弟弟叫亚撒黑他就在那里追赶亚尼尔。
His purpose is to overrun and kill Abner.
他跑得很快他想比他更快来杀亚尼尔。
Yes, Abner might lose the battle, but he's still a strong man.
虽然亚尼尔那天打败了但他本人是一个大能的勇士。
So while Azahil was trying to pursue him, then he said, get away from me.
然后他看到亚撒黑来追他的时候就说你不要再追我。
Leave me alone.
你把我放过就好
了。He said, if I killed you, how can I face your brother Joab?
他说我如果把你杀死的话我怎么能面对你的哥哥约雅呢
?But the thing is, Azahil was so persistent, he tried to, you know, pursue after Abner.
所以当时亚撒黑却没有听他还是这么固执来追亚尼尔。
So in self-defense, Abner killed Azahil.
所以因着自卫亚尼尔就杀了亚撒黑。
And the thing is, when this news reached Joab, his brother, he has this plan, I want to kill Abner.
所以当这个消息传到亚撒黑的哥哥约雅那里的时候约雅就说我要以血还血。
But the thing is, Abner doesn't know about this.
但是亚尼尔却不知道这些。
He even went to King David and offered his services.
然后他就后来到大卫王面前就说要为他服侍。
And King David made a big feast for Abner and his men.
所以那个时候大卫就设宴席来招待亚尼尔跟从他的人。
Then he sent Abner away.
然后他就平安地把亚尼尔送走了。
Now Joab was so mad, he told King Saul, he's just deceiving you. Why do you let him come?
但是约雅却很愤怒他到大卫王面前就说你怎么能把他放走呢
In other words, he has this heart. I want to avenge my brother's death.
或者说约雅里面还是要为他的弟弟复仇。
One day, they met at Hebron.
然后有一天他们就在希伯伦会面了。
You know, Abner went to Hebron.
那个时候亚尼尔就在希伯伦那里。
And Joab was there waiting for Abner.
然后约雅就等候在那里。
And Joab knows the rules.
约雅他知道律法。
That if Abner went into that city of refuge, which is Hebron, he cannot even touch a hair of Abner.
他知道如果亚尼尔进到希伯伦的话，他连一根头发都不能碰他。
The thing is, he he spoke to Abner, come, I want to talk to you.
但是呢，他就用一个计谋就对亚涅尔说，来，我要跟你讲话。
In my opinion, Abner felt that I can make my statement clear concerning the death of his brother.
对于亚涅尔来讲，他太自信，他觉得可以解释这件事情。
He feels that he killing his brother is only in self-defense.
所以他觉得他杀了他的弟弟只是为了自卫。
But Joab already made up his mind, I want to kill you.
但是约雅已经定了意要杀他。
So when Abner came to speak to him, he killed Abner.
所以当亚尼尔出来跟他讲话的时候，他就杀了亚尼尔。
If he's in the city of Hebron, the city of Rebel, he wouldn't be killed.
如果他在希伯伦的话，他不可能被杀的。
That's why King David said he died like a fool died.
所以大卫王这么讲，就说你怎么像愚顽人一样死
？A lot of people like here, who are engineers, architects.
在我们之中有工程师，有一些建筑师。
When you are not in Christ,
如果你不在基督里
，you died a fool's death.
你也会像愚顽人一样。
So sorry to say, I'm too frank, too blunt.
我要请大家原谅，因为我是很放胆讲这件事。
But when we are not in Christ, we die as a fool's death.
但是如果一个人不在基督里，他就像愚顽人一样死。
Abner shouldn't die in that kind of situation.
亚尼尔在当时不应该这样死。
He is such a great man.
他是一个伟大的战士。
Verse 38 says he's a prince and a great man among us.
因为在38节讲到他是一个做元帅的大丈夫。
Great as he is.
他这么样的伟大
，He just did one something wrong.
他只做了一件错事。
He trusts in his ability.
因为他靠着自己的自信。
Rather than be in the city of refuge.
而不是在逃城里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be in that city of refuge.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都需要在逃城里面。
You want to be safe?
你愿意有这个稳妥吗
？You want to be free from the accusation of the enemy?
你愿意从仇敌的控诉里面来脱身吗
？In Christ, we will be safe.
在基督里面，我们就是平安的。
Do not depend on your ability.
不要靠着自己的能力。
Do not depend on your good works.
不要靠着自己的这些好的
行为。Because the enemy will still find some loopholes to accuse you.
因为仇敌总会找到你里面的弱点来控诉你。
But in Christ,
但是在基督里
，under the cleansing of His blood,
载着他血的洁净下
，we are free from the accusation of the enemy. Because in the city of refuge, which is Christ, we are safe.
在我们已经脱离了仇敌所有的控诉，因为我们是在逃城里面，在基督里面。
Hallelujah, Christ is our city of refuge.
哈利路亚，因为基督就是我们的逃城。
But is that the end?
但这并不是结束。
Not only we want to stay in Christ and be safe.
不光我们要在基督里面成为平安。
Not only he is our sanctification.
不光他是我们的分别为圣。
Not only he is our satisfaction.
不光他是我们的满足。
Not only he is our high tower, our security.
不光他是我们的高台，是我们的拯救。
Not only he is our holiness.
不光他是我们的圣洁。
He also wants us to continue to enjoy him in full satisfaction.
他让我们一直持续的在满足的享受里面。
You know the whole book or the book of Joshua.
我们知道整本约书亚记。
Is God's command that they need to fully possess the land.
是神对着他们的指令，要完全的得着这地。
Not only to experience him as our refuge.
不光来体验他是我们的避难所
but to fully possess the land
而是完全的来得着所有
but in possessing the land
来得着这块地为业
we see there is a need there are three things we need to be aware of
所以有三件事我们需要来警醒的
the problem number one the problem of partial possession
第一件事就是我们不完全的得着
let me read again to you okay
让我再来向大家来读
it says here in chapter 20
在第二十章
It says here that the so-called the tribe of Manasseh.
哦，在这里讲到马拿西族。
They went to Joshua.
他们来到约书亚面前。
He said, "We are a group of a great tribe."
我们是一个大族。
The portion that you are going to give us is not enough.
说你给我们分的这块地并不够我们为业。
And he said that why is it is not enough?
那他们就说为什么不够呢？
Because there are Canaanites in the land.
因为在里面有迦南人。
In these Canaanites, they what? They pay tribute to us.
然后这些迦南人他们向着我们来献礼。
But what is the commandment of the Lord?
但是神的命令是什么呢
？To drive away the inhabitants of the land.
是把这地的民全然赶出去。
Regardless they are good to you or bad to you.
不管他们对你的态度是怎样。
You know, the problem with the children of Israel, the especially the tribe of Manasseh.
但是对马拿西族以色列人尤其马拿西族他们的问题是这样
Indeed, they are a great people.
没错他们是很好的人
But because of the land that is their portion
因着这块地是属于他们的。
And the many in Canaanites that is in that land.
而且有很多迦南人住在那地。
It seems like it is not enough for them.
但对他们来讲，就因为这件事，就觉得这块地不够他们居住。
So the Joshua reminded them to drive out the inhabitants of the land.
所以约书亚就在那里提醒他们，要把他们完全赶出去。
When you possess the land, it shouldn't be partial possession, but full possession.
所以当我们来得产业的时候，不能是不完全的产业，我们要完全得产业。
But one of the reasons the tribe of Manasseh said because this so-called Canaanites is good to us.
然后，但是问题就是说，马拿西人讲这些迦南人偏要住在那地。
He said we can use them for tribute or to pay taxes.
然后他就说，那这些人可以来服役，可以来给我们交税。
And they can also we can use their labor.
而且我们可以用他们来做苦工。
But the thing is, they clog up the land.
但是问题是，这些占据了这个地。
This is what we call the favored Canaanites.
这我们就讲这些迦南人是
favored
就是。
We cannot do without them. It seems like we cannot do without them.
就好像我们缺了他们不行一样。
Today, brothers and sisters, are there some Canaanites in our life?
今天弟兄姐妹们，在我们的生命里面有没有这样的迦南人？
You see, the Lord specially commanded the children of Israel, when you go into the land, you cannot give your daughters, your son, to these so-called inhabitants of the land.
所以神很明确地跟他们讲，你们进到那地之后，你们的儿女不能与当地的居民来结合。
Because sooner or later, it will be a trap, it will be a lure for you to sin against God.
因为迟早这些人要成为网罗，成为这些栅栏，让你们向着神来犯罪。
We all know that King Solomon, this is one big fall.
我们知道，对于所罗门王来讲，他最大的一个错误。
He is the wisest king.
他是最有智慧的王。
But the thing is, his first marriage is to an Egyptian princess.
但是问题是，他第一个妻子就是埃及的一个公主。
Yes, at that time he was so strong.
在那个时候，他这么强盛。
He is not affected with these foreign gods.
所以他那个时候并没有被这个外邦的神来玷污。
But afterwards, when he was old, this is what happened.
但是当他年老之后，这就是发生的事。
These foreign wives tried to lure him to worship.Not the God of Israel, but these foreign gods.
这些所有他外邦的妻子都把他带离转偏转来敬拜这些外邦的神。
Well, a lot of biblical scholars said, well, he is making a good move because he's not only a mighty commander, but he's a very good politician.
有的人就说，你看所罗门多聪明啊！他不光是这么有大能的王，而且他是一个很好的政治家。
By marrying a Egyptian princess, he's allied himself with the nations of Egypt.
因为借着跟这个埃及的公主结婚，他跟埃及成了联盟。
They can trade.
他们可以彼此来有交商、通商。
And with their army together, they will be very strong.
如果两个军队在一起，那就非常的强壮。
But let me ask you, who needs the Egyptian when the Lord is your ally?
但是如果神是你的盟友的话，你还需要埃及人吗？
This is what happened to King Solomon. He thought he is wise, but in this matter, he is a fool.
所以所罗门王以为他是聪明，但在这件事上他完全是愚拙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，especially to the younger one who are single，
尤其是对于单身的年轻人
，Let me warn you，
让我来警告你
，Don't go this way，
不要走这条路。
You might say I can control it, but I'm strong in spirit。
有的时候你说我在灵里面很强壮，我可以来控制这件事。
I know a lot of truth in the Bible。
我知道在圣经里面的很多的话。
Sooner or later, you must fall into a trap。
总有一天你会落到这个网罗里面。
Sooner or later you need to compromise.
总有一天你要妥协。
Sooner or later you will have children.
总有一天你要有儿女。
How do you raise your children?
你怎么样来抚养儿女？
According to the God of Israel?
是按着以色列神的方法吗？
Or according to the foreign gods?
或者是根据这些外邦神的方法？
You know, I hear stories and I see this kind of thing happen.
我听到很多这样的事情发生。
No, there is a Christian who loves the Lord very much.
有一个基督徒，他很爱主。
He served the Lord.
他而且服侍神。
But the thing is, he went to a foreign place. He married an unbeliever.
但是他到了一个外地之后，就有一个不信神的人结婚了。
To such an extent, this unbeliever compromised that he will go to the meeting with her.
开始的时候，这个不信神的人妥协了，就说我跟你去教会。
Not bad, isn't it? Not bad, isn't it?不错嘛，
听着好像很好。
But sooner or later, she started to go to their mosque.
但是不久之后，甚至这个人跟着那个人去清真寺。
And afterwards, this person said that the God he worshipped and the God we worship are just the same God, only different names.
然后甚至给他这样一个概念，就说你拜的神，我拜的神，其实是一个，只是名字不一样。
I'm not talking about just a newly saved Christian. I'm talking about a Christian who've been saved for so many years, who are also in service, who also know the truth.
我不是讲一个刚得救的基督徒，这个基督徒他不光是得救很久，而且他服侍，而且他知道很多的真理。
Brothers and sisters, beware of these things.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要非常小心这些事
情。Don't put yourself into a kind of trap.
不要把自己摆在一个网络里面。
You might fall in that hole. Can you come out of that hole?
你如果是进入这个陷阱的话，你能从里面出来吗
？We need to drive out the Canaanites.
我们需要把迦南人完全赶出去。
The favored Canaanites.
不能让他们成为这些蒙这些一定要在那里的人。
Second kind of Canaanites, the Canaanites that we feared.
第二种迦南人就是我们所惧怕的迦南
人。You know the tribe of Manasseh fear this kind of Canaanites because they have chariots of iron.
那时候马拿西人说他们很害怕，因为这些迦南人有铁车。
And you know the children of Israel at that time they don't even had a horse.
在那个时候，以色列人他们连马都不多。
How can we overcome these Canaanites with the chariots of iron?
那我们怎么能来打败这些有铁车的迦南人呢
？They might not have the chariots of iron.
他们虽然没有铁车。
They might have a horse.
他们虽然连马都没有
，But we have God Almighty, right?
但是他们却有大能的神。
When we have God Almighty, greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world.
因为在我们里面的比在世界上面的还要大。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们
？Today, praise the Lord, we can drive out the Canaanites, whether they are favored, whether they are feared. We need to drive out the Canaanites in this land.
所以今天不管怎么样，这些迦南人或者他们强壮，或者他们怎么样，我们都能把他们赶出去。
We want the full possession of the land.
因为我们需要来。完全的得着地位业。
The second reason is because of pride.
第二点是因为我们的骄傲。
You know when the tribe of Manasseh went before Joshua, they said, "We are a great tribe."
当马拿西人到约书亚面前的时候，他们说我们族大人多。
Who doesn't know that they are a great tribe?
谁都知道他们是族大人多。
They are a great tribe.
他们没错，是一个大的族。
But because of their pride, they lose the focus. They lose their priority.
但是因着他们这么大，他们反而丧失了他们的优先。他们就是优先次序搞颠倒。
A lot of times we have, because of our pride, we have not enjoyed the riches of God.
有的时候因着我们的骄傲，我们不能来完全的享受神。
Sometimes I heard some young people say, "Oh, I know what you are talking about."
有的时候我经常听年轻人讲，我已经知道你讲的。
Whenever you see the Bible verse, I already knew what you are going to talk about.
有的时候你刚读完圣经，我已经知道你要交通什么了。
Well, you knew, so the Lord closed His door.
因着你已经知道了，所以神把门关
了。Today, when we come before the Lord, we need to have a humble spirit.
今天每一个到神面前的人，需要有一个谦卑的心。
Lord, I know nothing.
主啊，我什么都不知道。
Reveal once again yourself to us.
求你再一次向我们来启示。
You know, when I talking about the book of Joshua, this is the second time I shared the book of Joshua.
当我来跟大家分享约书亚记的时候，这已经是我不止一次的分享。
But every time I read.There's more light coming in.
但是每一次我读，每一次都有亮光。
It's not a matter of what you know.
不在乎你以前懂了什么。
It's a matter of are we humble before him.
真正在乎的是我们在他面前有没有谦卑。
When we are humble before him, then the Lord will speak more to us.
如果我们在他面前谦卑的话，神就可以对我们讲再更多的话。
The number three.
第三点。
Perverted priority.
就是这个被改变的优先。
We know what is our priority.
我们应该知道我们的优先在哪里。
The tribe of Manasseh knows their priority.
马拿西人他们知道他们的优先。
Not only to drive out the inhabitants of the land.
不光是要把这些住在当地的民赶出去。
He said they need to cut down the trees.
而且他们要来砍伐这些树木。
Trees are good.
这些树是好的。
But when it starts to clutter your life, then you get to cut down the trees.
但如果它把你的生活挤住的话，你要把它砍下来。
You know trees are good.
这些树是好的
，But it caused the tribe of Manasseh to have no more space to live.
但是这些树却让马拿西人他们没有可以居住的地方。
Is there anything in our life that is good?
在我们的生活里面，是不是有一些我们觉得好的事情
？Yes, there are. It might be your friends.
没错，有很多，比如说你的朋友。
It might be a computer.
或者说你的电脑。
Oh, you say, oh, Brother Lawrence, you are old-fashioned. You are against computer.
有人就说，劳伦斯弟兄，你太老套了，你这个人连电脑都不欢迎。
But let me tell you, I'm amazed with computer.
但让我告诉你，我很喜欢电脑。
Today I was looking at the just want to make sure the word the root word of the word holiness.
所以今天我甚至用电脑来查这个圣洁这个字的字根是什么。
Not even the computer, just the iPhone. I type holiness, and the whole thing just came out.
甚至用我的 iPhone， 只要把这个圣洁打进去，所有的这些资料都出来。
Wonderful in it, right?
是不是很奇妙
？But when you start to clog your life，
但是当这些事挤住你的生活的
话 ，When you start to do your computer and play with your iPhone until one day you have no time to pray， then those are the trees you need to cut down。
但是如果有一天这些 iPhone 这些电脑让你没有时间来祷告的话，你需要把这些树砍下来。
A lot of times we say, I don't have time to pray, I don't have time to read the Bible, I don't have time to fellowship with the saints. And what are you doing?
那有的时候我们说我没有时间祷告，没有时间读经，没有时间与弟兄姐妹聚会。那你的时间到底到哪去？
The Lord gave us 24 hours a day.
因为神给每个人24小时一天。
If other brothers can do it, we can do it.
如果其他弟兄可以，为什么我们不可以？
I remember Brother Philip one time he was sharing that he was so busy, but he also needs to prepare his message that Sunday.
那我记得钟弟兄有一次讲到他非常的忙，但是第二天他还要准备讲道。
So on the plane he was trying to meditate, trying to prepare for the message.
所以在飞机上他也在那里默想，要准备这些信息。
Today cut down the trees.
所以今天我们要来砍伐这些树。
When you start to clog our life, cut down the trees.
当这些把我们的思虑挤住的话，我们要把它砍下来。
You might have a friend so good to you.
也许你有一个朋友是你最好的朋友。
But because of keep on talking a long talk, you have failed for you to have time to fellowship with the Lord.
所以如果这个朋友跟你聊天聊的时间太久的话，阻碍你到神面前，那你需要把这个树砍掉。
Yes, you might feel good.
也许你交通的时候觉得很好。
But the Lord is lost.
但是呢，你却失掉了神。
Today, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to possess the land.
弟兄姐妹们，今天神让我们得着地为业。
How we need to cut down the trees.
我们何等需要把这些树砍伐。
How we need to deal with our pride.
我们何等需要来对付自己的骄傲。
How do we need to drive out the inhabitants of the land?
我们何等需要把原来住在这地的民赶出去。
If we just obey the Lord,
如果我们来顺服神的话，
we can continue on to enjoy His riches.
我们就可以持续的来享受在它里面的丰富。
The problem is, are we willing?
但是问题是我们愿不愿意。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，今天早上感谢你对着我们说话。
Yes, indeed, many times we just lost our priority.
是的，主啊，很多时候我们把优先次序改变了。
Lord, we just want to focus once again on you.
今天我们愿意再来注目在你身上。
Yes, you are the captain of our salvation.
没错，你是我们救恩的元帅。
You are everything to us.
你是我们一切的一切。
With you, we are satisfied.
在你里面我们得着所有的
满足。Lord, this morning we repent before you.
今天早上我们在你面前悔改。
We repent for how many hours we had lost.
我们来悔改，因为多少次我们是迷失掉了。
Lord, we come back to you.
但是今天我们回到你面前。
Have mercy on us.
求你对着我们有怜悯。
Continue to speak in our hearts.
继续对我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。